All right, guys, my name is Chase, and I'm a senior. through high school, I learned that God is perfect. It took a lot, though. Comparisons always tripped me up, and going into high school was tough. I was making mostly the right decisions, but for all the wrong reasons. It wasn't like I was looking down completely on those around me, but I was definitely getting every bit of security I could from being better, purer, and making not as many bad decisions as some of those around me. If I was leaning on these for my sense of worth, I certainly wasn't leaning on God like he called me to. For the longest time, I acknowledged God but didn't really recognize the need for him. Everything was fine. I had friends, I had good grades, I was doing well in athletics. I was in the driver's seat of my life, and for a while I loved it. But being a broken person, and even though I didn't know it at the time, I was bound to not have a completely smooth ride. As freshman and sophomore year progressed, I came to realize I was no better than anyone else. I was overly prideful. I was lusting over pornography under the radar. I couldn't get in the Word for more than a few minutes because anything else seemed more worth my time. It would take God humbling me and getting me into real community for me to understand what I needed to understand. Romans 3:10 through 12 says, "As it is written, no one is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one." That was me. I mean, that's all of us without God. Through an ACL injury, God showed me that I shouldn't try to control my life through sports. Through staying up way too late trying to study for a 100 just to impress my friends, God showed me that I shouldn't find my worth in grades. Through actual consequences, God showed me that my flesh isn't something I should ever put my trust in. It seems elementary, but for those of us who want to be in control, it takes actual events to strip us of that control. In all honesty, I'd been my own God. That's the funniest thing when you think about it. I compared myself to God, the living, all-knowing, all-powerful creator of the universe. The more I started to think about it, the more I realized the comparison was ridiculous in its entirety. I was shown through small group who I was comparing myself to. I was broken, selfish, and falling all the time. On the flip side was God, constant, strong, and never failing. Deuteronomy 32:4 talks about this God. It says, "The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he." The realization of the gospel came to my life in a way it never had. I saw through time in the Word and time on Wednesday nights, phone calls, group texts, conversations with leaders, plugging in to serve, and actually listening on Sunday mornings that God outlived me and did everything I failed to do. He was the Alpha and the Omega. He was forever, and the life I lived was a vapor, and I was shown that I was broken before holy God. If you didn't know it, we were called to a high standard. Jesus says in Matthew 5:48 that you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. None of us measure up to that. We all fall short, and we're likely going to be limping to the finish line. We're all broken down and unworthy, but that's not the end of the story. The one who lived the perfect life, the one we should have lived, became the perfect substitute, dying the death we should have died, trading his life for our sin, freely giving himself, and he defeated death that reigned over us. That's perfection. Coming to know that changed everything in my life. When we start making ourselves our own God, we're going to let ourselves down. Knowing ourselves as broken in light of how infinitely great God is should give us hope, though. We can trust him, everything about him. I can trust that God is perfect when I'm angry at him. I can trust that God is perfect when my life is suddenly changed in a way I can't see any good in. I can trust that God, he is perfect when I'm stuck in sin. I can trust that he is perfect in putting me exactly where I am right now. God is a good driver, perfect actually. He knows exactly where to go. If we give him the wheel in our lives, we've entrusted our future to a perfect driver. We still might not understand the times when it seems like he's turning us the wrong way, coming upon a dead end, making a U-turn, or stuck in traffic, but we have full confidence that he's taking us a better place than we could take ourselves. God will always show himself perfect in every way, as he always has. And I'm going to go off script for a little bit, but God laid this verse on my heart today, and it's out of Romans 8. It says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord." Just trust in that, y'all. That has security for us. If God's perfect and he has a hold of us and he's never going to let us go, that can make all the difference in our lives. Thank you.